soft at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the rest of this hour, it's going to be, well, it's going to be your views. Because, of course, our regularly scheduled guest is not available. And as a result of that, it's going to be open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. We can talk about what's going on over in Syria and the imminence of some sort of a conflict there. I don't know how it's going to pan out. But we do know that certainly Russia and Iran are both backing Syria, whereas the United States and Saudi Arabia and Qatar certainly are attacking Syria, trying to undermine it with Al-Qaeda rebels. We fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we fund Al-Qaeda certainly in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya, and now in Syria. And well, but most Americans are just so involved with having the good life, they can't see that maybe there's some inconsistency. Why would we be fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding it in Syria? Well, you have to understand the whole terrorist movement is as phony as a $3 bill. We need an enemy to rally the people behind the government. If you have an enemy, then the people certainly support the government because it's going to protect us from these wicked terrorists who want to destroy us. Whereas actually, of course, the far greater enemy are those who would centralize all power in Washington, D.C. and establish a police state in America, a land that was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, we'd be glad to talk about it. But I was simply going to start out simply talking about the conspiracy. Today, there is a terrible stigma attached with conspiracies. Oh, these people who believe in conspiracies and nut friends, the John Birchers, and they always bring that up, that John Birchers have been pushing conspiracies since the late 1950s. But there really are conspiracies, ladies and gentlemen. There have always been conspiracies. Watergate was a conspiracy. The cover-up of what the president knew and when he knew it about the Watergate break-in, it was a conspiracy. But we have conspiracies all the time. And what's happening as far as certainly the IRS going ahead and attacking patriotic groups in America, auditing them, trying to make their lives miserable, demanding lists of all the conservatives. I mean, why suddenly we're told, oh, well, that was just an independent, suddenly overzealous member of the IRS. That had nothing to do with official policy. Well, if that's true, why would some overzealous IRS agent want a list of all the conservatives who are contributing to one or another organization? Why would that be? And of course, this is official Obama policy. They wanted a list of anybody who would be in a patriotic organization. We really have certainly a conspiracy. It's obvious this is covered up. Now, I will tell you, in my opinion, you wouldn't even be hearing about the IRS investigations. You wouldn't be hearing about the tapping of the telephone lines and calls of the AP unless the establishment wanted a conspiracy at that time. You wouldn't be hearing about Benghazi over and over and over again unless this was being used for some specific purpose. And I'm not sure exactly what that purpose is. It'll become obvious as time goes by. But the media is tightly controlled, certainly. 90% of the media is controlled by six major corporations, which largely determine what the American people think and believe. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back here in just a moment with the rest of this hour program, and it's open lines, and we want to hear from you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint-enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I really wish you could have heard the call we had just certainly during the break there. It was a young man. I won't give his name out, but he lives locally where I live. It's the first time I ever remember talking to him, but he was a communist. He was a dedicated communist. He grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and he was in the military, and he really believed that communism offered a better way of life. And then suddenly in the 1990s, he started listening to our program, and basically, he thought I was crazy to begin with, was telling his friends, this guy is crazy. And then as more he listened, the more he realized, of course, what we were saying was true. And really, of course, how this whole thing fits together, he's come to have a personal relationship with our Lord. His remark over the air was, the only solution is Jesus Christ and a relationship with him. And at the end of his dissertation, I just said, I have nothing to add. You've said it all, and I really think that's true. This is a spiritual battle. You and I are not going to change things. The only thing we can do is change the hearts of people. And the only hope for America is there's going to be a great revival. And people are going to turn back to the Lord. And as things get worse and worse, I think that there will come that time when there can be a great transformation of our society as people begin looking at the claims of the Bible and realize that it really is true. And what has happened is we've been involved for many years, many centuries, in a spiritual battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And today, the subversive forces of evil are in total control in Washington, D.C. Well, right now we have Perry calling us from Michigan. It's open lines. So give us a call at 1-888 24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jay, if you're still listening, thank you so much for your call. I think that you certainly clarified what's going on. I wish we could have had you talking to our major audience, and I hope maybe next time you call, why we can get you on and people all across the country can hear what you had to say. But right now we have Barry calling from Michigan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. It's open lines. Perry, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question and a bit of information, actually. Recently, they had an unconfirmed report of chemical weapon attack near Aleppo in Syria. Is there anybody that's heard anything different about that or confirmed it
or
not?
Well, apparently the issue was, were the chemical weapons used? And there's a suspicion, we cannot confirm it, that they were, but they were not used by Assad. They were used by the rebels, and because they'd been used by the rebels, why the Obama administration wasn't concerned? The Obama administration would be concerned if Assad had used them, but not if the rebels had used them, because we're funding the rebels. These are the people that we're funding that used the chemical weapons, and apparently there was some chemical weapons released. And of course, the real fear as far as this is concerned is that should the rebels triumph, they will get all those chemical weapons, whichever ones, of course, that Assad has built, we don't know. But we do know that the massive chemical weapons that Saddam Hussein had were transferred to Syria back in the early 2002, I think, or 2003, somewhere in there. And Saddam Hussein had got those chemical weapons from us, and they were used during the war between Iraq and Iran in the early 1980s. And those American chemical weapons were used to kill tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. So basically, as far as I know, why, of course, there was at least one minor use of chemical weapons, but apparently it was by the rebels, certainly not by Assad. Does that answer your question?
Well, sort of, because what I don't understand is Obama not really jumping on it, because I was in the military police. I was extensively trained on NBC, and that is an indiscriminate. And with the winds, you know, it can come back on you or whatever, but those are horrible deaths. How can they not be concerned because of the rebels? You know,
let me tell you that when basically we gave the chemical weapons originally to Saddam Hussein, he used them on the Kurds. He actually killed probably about 10,000 Kurds with American chemical weapons. He used them on the Iranians, a lot of those that were 16, 17-year-old kids. And I actually talked to a fellow from Special Forces who had been assigned to help Saddam use those chemical weapons. We don't know, but probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people died with the chemical weapons that were used in that war. Those were American chemical weapons. Bet you never heard that, though, did you?
No, it's of course not.
Okay, anything else, Perry?
Yeah, there is. I know that they have a tracking system now, like put under the dogs, you know, those chips. They're making ones for humans. I've seen them, and their batteries run out. They have what they have called nano dust now. It's got four times the capability of keeping information, but it also has the ability to talk to GPS and everything else. And thing of it is, it's half the size of human hair, and it runs off your body's chemicals, so it never needs a battery. And this is already being used.
Well, I don't know anything at all about it, Perry, but nothing you could tell me would surprise me. They have amazing electronic technology that is going to be used, of course, to monitor and control and enslave humanity, and probably to kill off most of humanity. Anything else you'd like to say?
No. Like I said, that I want to just put that out because that's already in place, and that is the easiest way, like they talk, the mark in the hand or head. They could put that in a regular needle, like for diabetics, and implant it.
Okay,
so
fine. Well,
that's the easy way to do it.
Okay, thanks very much, Perry, and I hope if you've got something sort of where we could document that, I'd love to get it, and you can always certainly send it to me. Get our address there at our website, okay? or email them to me.
It came out of the End Times magazine.
Okay, fine. Well, I'd love if you could get it for me, because I don't have time to track down the information.
No, but
if you can get hold of it and either mail it to me or fax it to me, would be very appreciative. Okay?
Okay.
I will call you back when I need the address. Okay, let's go to Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there across America, you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I was just, your previous caller is when he said he first started listening to you, he thought you were crazy. And I remember you making a comment one time that when you were practicing medicine and sitting in the doctor's room outside the operating room where a lot of the doctors used to gather and talk after surgeries, and one of the newer doctors walked in and you were talking, and then you got up and left, and this new doctor who had not been there very long said, you know, is that guy crazy? And the other doctor said, well, we used to think he was, but now we're afraid he isn't.
Yes, that was my good friend Doug Person who said that, Dr. Person. He long since dead, but he was a wonderful, wonderful, a Christian and a wonderful friend.
He became one, and you changed a lot of their lives. And I'd like to add to on Perry's comments, you know, they are using so much technology now to track everything we do. And if anybody ever even saw the program on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, you know, the fact that they're using Facebook and to take your pictures, and then that way they can track you all over the place. Your cell phones, everything these things are being used to track you, and it's going to get worse.
I think you're absolutely right. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, they basically have a system of informants out there, tens of thousands of Americans who are being well paid to inform on you. Your best friend could be an FBI agent. And basically, because you can go up on the internet and check this out, the FBI has tens of thousands of spies operating all across America. And of course, they have dossiers on you. Not only the FBI has a dossier, but the CIA has a dossier, the DARPA has a dossier, the Office of Homeland Security has a dossier, and basically they're all coordinated through the fusion centers. You can look them up on the internet, FUSION centers, fusion centers. Find out that this is where they coordinate all of the information on you. They have trillions of bits of information. They're building these massive centers where they can store all of your telephone calls, everything you say on the telephone, every email or fax that you send is permanently recorded, and they keep a record of it. Now, they've gone over by computers, and if you use a keyword, they'll be able to pick it up. But they can track us with GPS. They can track everything we do, everything we say, and they're keeping records on everyone in America, and it has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Project Echelon. Echelon. Really, it started about 30 years ago. It started mainly checking everything off the satellites. Every bit of information that was transmitted by satellite certainly was recorded. Now it's much more extensive. Everything you do with your computer, every telephone call you made is permanently recorded. And this has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It has to do with the police state that's coming down the line. Barbara, anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, well, as I said, as Dr. Catherine Albrecht says, use StartPage, don't use Google.
And in the end,
your privacy is coming to an end.
God bless. Thank you so very much, Barbara. Okay, fine. Well, that was Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. And of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically right now, of course, we have Ed calling from Felton, and we have Rick calling from Aromas. Well, we've got two lines open in addition, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll ask Ed and Rick to hang on here during the break, and then we'll get to them as soon as we get back here, right here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines. I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about.
22 years.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto yourself. Being free of diseases, free of well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But right now we have Ed calling from Felton. Hi, Ed. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a couple questions, Dr. Stan. This radio, this local radio station I listen to off and on, one time I heard a caller make, you know, put a lot of dirt on Alex Jones. And recently I heard a talk show host, you know, raising question as to where did this Alex Jones appear from? If you do some research on Google, you know, he just appeared out of nowhere in 1994. And he, paraphrasing, he caused a lot of fear and people in Montana jumped in their RVs and bought RVs and went into hiding about missiles coming in. from Russia. I remember years and years ago, Dr. Ben, you had Alex Jones on. I haven't heard anything I've really disagreed with him. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that Alex is doing a great job, and he's doing a good job, so they're going to attack him. Anybody who's doing a good job and getting the truth out and being effective certainly is going to be viciously attacked, and I believe that's why you're hearing all of these things. If he weren't accomplishing anything, they wouldn't be attacking him. Now, I know Alex. I've met him on several occasions. We've spent time together. We've talked. I know his wife, and I believe he's a dedicated patriot. I think he's doing everything he can. He's putting everything. He's not making money on this. Let me tell you, basically, he makes a great deal of money from Dr. Wallach's health products, and he sells these, and he gets a certain kickback on when people buy these products or when they sell the products, but he puts all of that money back into his ministry. He's not saving for the future. He's not making a lot of money. He doesn't live that well. He is dedicated to trying to save America. And I think that we should really appreciate him. And I would encourage people to listen to what he has to say. I think his website is the finest website up there. I think you see it on television, is excellent, and I commend him to you. And remember, the reason they're attacking him is because he's doing a good job.
You know, somehow it hurts me, Dr. Stan, to hear that. Somebody just put this, like, dirt on him. And, that's why I wanted to question you, because I know years ago, you were saying, my goodness, this was back in 1998. You have to have a bad guy. Here's this evil Osama bin Laden. You don't pronounce it that way or whatever, but and lo and behold, why is Bush investing in the Bradley fighting machine, folks? We're going to have a war in the desert. That's clear back in 1998 you were predicting that, man.
Absolutely right. And basically, when you are effective, you're going to be attacked. And I figure that I'm not being that effective. I'm not being attacked that much today. Although certainly we did get an awful play, a large play. You can see it on when I made some remarks about Jeff Bauman, who supposedly lost both legs there at the Boston bombing, and pointed out that the initial pictures showed that he had a BK amputation on the left side. And if you haven't seen the pictures, you can find them on the internet. But 19 days later, he had an AK amputation on the left side. So why did they cut off so much of his leg? And 19 days after he had lost both legs, and most people would be depressed, he was sitting laughing and smiling in a wheelchair, waving a flag at the Boston Bruin hockey game. And I really don't think that this whole thing was staged. I think it was a bilateral above-knee amputation, and they put a prosthesis on. In fact, if you look at a lot of the pictures, and they're all up on the internet on Jeff Bauman, I think you'll see that he had a well-healed below-the-knee amputation on the left side immediately after the explosion. And 2 weeks later, less than 2 weeks later, a little over 2 weeks later, he had a bilateral above-knee amputation. Something's wrong with the picture. But anyway, anything else you'd like to say?
Briefly, I just wanted to, I don't know why this hurts me when I hear Alex being criticized. It'd be like you being criticized. It's just disgusting. Anyway, I wanted to verify with you. And just a brief question. Can you reiterate why General Patton was killed? And I'll take the answer on the air. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, fine. Wants to know why General Patton was killed. Well, basically, General Patton wanted, of course, to win the war. He wanted, of course, to put an end to communism. He wanted to take his armored division across Europe and take Berlin and keep it from falling into the hands of the Russians and take Eastern Europe. But they wouldn't let him. They cut off his gasoline so that he could not defeat the communists. He realized that communism was a potential enemy, but he didn't realize, of course, that our leaders wanted an enemy. They wanted the communists to be there so they could rally the people behind the government, so they could justify continuing the income tax, which has come on in the Second World War. They could not allow General Patton to come home and tell the American people the truth. So they had him killed. We have the book, Target Patton. We have a 4-tape set on it.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold the thought. Well, Aroma Spritz was just saying he went out to buy $300 worth of supplies for himself and his family today, and he didn't get hardly anything. And of course, that's because they're destroying the value of our currency. They tell us we don't have an inflation, but they're lying about that, as with most other things. Anything else you want to say, Rich, before we let you go?
Well, even at the shopping, if you just mentioned, and that's what I always do, because I was walking out and there was a couple older guys, about 10 years older than me, and I just, can you believe this is over $300 worth of stuff? There's no meat, no, just hardly anything. This used to cost me about $175. Now it's costing me over $300. And one of the older gals goes, this paper is becoming worthless. I said, ma'am, this paper is worthless.
Good for you. Okay.
So anyway, Grandma, keep up the good work and tell Grandma Liberty I said hi and pray for you. I will pray for you and your staff because you guys are doing a great job and people shouldn't take advantage of you or take you for granted because you and Alex and Joyce and everyone else, they're literally sticking their lives on the line, and not only them, but their family too. And people need to realize that. We need to stand together or we're going to hang separately.
Well, we agree and we ask people to pray for my wife and for myself. God bless and thanks very much, Rich. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We have a D calling from Idaho. Hi, D calling from Idaho. How are you?
Oh, not so bad, Dr. Stan. I just got in from some gardening here. It's raining, kind of windy and rainy, so I decided to pack it in early.
Okay, fine. We're glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I had a comment. I'm thinking that given the despicable enemy, the Constitution that Barack Obama seems to be, I think it would be a worthwhile goal to at least pursue the impeachment and removal for the first time in history of a sitting U.S. president. We didn't do that with Bill Clinton, but I think it would be the precedent alone would send a message. And something that I do probably 6 or 8 times a week is when I do get on the Internet, we don't have dial-up here, or we don't have broadband here at home. I just use dial-up. So, but when I do get on a search engine, I prefer to use StartPage. I appreciate what Catherine Albright is doing, but sometimes I use the other ones also. I load in certain search terms, and one of the search terms I load in is impeach Obama. And then, as you know, these are all tabulated by Google and the others. And it's kind of a way of voting, the way I look at it. And the other one, search term that I enter a lot is fight Obamacare. Fight Obamacare or impeach him now. Impeach him now. And just by tabulating those things, it's a polling that shows up on metrics.
Okay, I think that sounds like a great idea. I wasn't aware of that, but I commend you for what you're doing, and I think that it's well worthwhile pursuing. Now, remember, Obama is simply the front for the Trilateral Commission. They control him, as they control all of the presidents. However, I think it's just well worthwhile talking about impeachment because we get focuses people's attention on what's going on, and then when we talk about impeachment, we can say, but certainly we want to impeach Obama, but he is simply a front for the Trilateral Commission, and then we can bring out the facts about the Trilateral Commission, hopefully get people to go to their website at trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org, and look at their logo, and there in the very center of it is Nero's cross. Nero's cross. They're dating back to the time of Nero, who burned down Rome and blamed it on the Christians, and who hated Christianity. But there's Nero's cross in the very center of the Trilateral Commission logo. Of course, it's there because it was really an emblem that antedated Nero by probably 1 or 2,000 years. And basically, it goes back to the ancient mystery religions and, of course, this whole idea of bringing about a world government. That's what it's all about, and that's why it's on the logo of the Trilateral Commission on their website. So anyway, just keep talking, Michael. Don't get discouraged. Just keep talking. Dee from Idaho. And basically, people are beginning to wake up. More and more people know something's wrong. And things are going to get a lot worse. And as things get a lot worse, they're going to be looking for answers. And we've got to be there to give them to them. Okay?
It's basically my understanding that a preloaded search term will generate metrics, and you can do it anonymously through StartPage. I emphasize that because StartPage actually does use the Google search engine as a proxy. I think Catherine Albright explained that very nicely. But you might have a low level of security if you simply use a public library because all the IPs, I worked in the computer industry for 10 years, and my understanding of the way Internet IPs work is that is not necessarily associated to you. I know you have a login when you log into the network. It's a local network. But there is one IP that the entire library uses. So I'm not guaranteeing anything, but it might be some level, low level of security. And even in the worst-case scenario, if I'm completely outed as being the one that's generating the metric, you know, we got to stand together or we'll fall. And it's time to take a stand. Even if they know who I am, I want to generate metrics, and I want to generate buzz about that idea. Ron Paul's talking about it these days, by the way, also.
Sounds like a good plan to me. I appreciate it. But we can't live in constant fear. They know every one of us. Every one of us has a number. Every one of us they have pictures on. Every one of us they have files on. And that's what the fusion centers are. They're all about coordinating all of the dossiers and all of the information they've collected on you and me and everyone we know. So basically all we can do is just keep working and pray to the Lord for protection. That's the only protection we really have. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, basically, Joyce had a gal on today, a Maria, and I didn't capture her last name, but you could, a person could Google her. There I go again. You could search or research her archives, and she had a do-it-yourself impeachment kit. She was basically talking about impeachment recall, pointing out that Gray Davis, the state of California, recalled Gray Davis. So there's a great precedent for you right there. Good night.
Good night. God bless. And let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Yourself, Dr. Sam?
Right. Go right ahead.
Okay. Dr. Stan, you had a guest on a while back that was talking about that cerebral palsy, and I think he was I don't know if he was a doctor or a scientist, but he had a lot of good stuff. He was talking about the drugs that they were giving him were bad for him, and that he did research, and he had a bunch of ways to help them. I met the lady over the last few days, and she has a son that they're giving him them drugs, and she's having a hard time with him, and he's threatening to kill her, and they're having all kinds of trouble. And so I told her that I heard a program on your show where I think it was a lot through nutrition, maybe, that this fella could maybe help her and him. So I was wondering, do you remember who that is?
Well, I'm not certain, but we basically have somebody who supports us. It's the Home for Health Study Center. It's in Kentucky, or it's run by a fellow named Steve Day. And, of course, they treat a lot of people with chronic fatigue and people who have cancer and other chronic diseases and infections. And certainly a lot of the problems with certainly schizophrenia and other mental diseases are directly related to nutrition. In fact, Dr. Blaylock, we had him on one time, and he was talking about a series of study that had been done recently in as I remember, it was in a mental hospital. And they took these people, they were all schizophrenics, they put them on suddenly a vegetable fruit diet, and they all improved. They all suddenly got well psychologically, and then they put them back onto the regular diet, and they all their psychiatric problems recurred. So I think that certainly it would be well worthwhile for this woman to actually try the nutrition, and basically she can't do this on her own. The Home for Health Center. It's homeforhealth.com, I believe, up on the internet, or you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and there will be a link from my website, radioliberty.com, to their website. It certainly offers people an alternative, and I will tell you that the psychotropic drugs, as the Prozac and Luvox and these other things, actually do promote both suicidal and homicidal tendencies. In fact, almost every one of the mass shootings we've had in this country over the last 5 to 10 years, the people have been on these psychotropic drugs because they do create mental aberrations, and they don't do that much good unless you have a very, very severe psychiatric problem. But from certainly for mild or moderate schizophrenia, they're really ineffective. Anything else you want to say, Michael, before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll give her that. I was just wondering, what you got a couple books you recommend reading right now? I got a little time to read a couple books.
Well, basically, we have. If you go up on our website, you can look at all the books that we carry there. I mean, basically, we've got probably 50 books that we offer that we think are good and important, will help you to understand what's going on. It depends what you want to know. Do you want to know about the occult? We think that certainly Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, is important. You want to understand certainly about the Trilateral Commission and this conspiracy to actually destroy America, read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, specifically page 405, where he will tell you that a lot of these crazy conservatives believe that I and my family are working against America. In fact, they believe that we are certainly part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and economic system. And if that's the charge, I'm guilty and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, not mine. That's a wonderful book to read if you really want to know there's a conspiracy. Then we have the little book, Nandar Kala Conspiracy, by Gary Allen, that he published before he died. And then, of course, we have Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, but we've got 100 books there. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and I bet you can find something there well worthwhile reading. I'm going to have to let you go because we got a full board, okay?
Hey, Dr. Stan, one more question. Are you going to have, last year you had that, I don't know what you called it, where they all showed up in San Jose, I think, or at the resort there where you had the, everybody do their talk. Are you going to do that this
year? I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to this year. That took a lot out of me last year. And I go to other people's talks, and I'm going to be talking in Colorado Springs in July. I'm going to be at the conspiracy conference that's going to be the 1st or 2nd of June over in San Jose. But I don't think I'm going to put the conference on this year. I'll leave
it. Okay, we'll try to make it to one of those.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Michael. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay, I got a real controversial question. I'm hesitant to ask it. There's this guy, Adam, I think, Kokish, wants to send a bunch of armed men to Washington for a Second Amendment thing in July 3rd.
Right. July 4th.
Yeah, July 4th. Alex Jones is promoting it, and I was listening to preachers over the weekend who say Christians ought to dissociate themselves from Alex Jones for doing this because he's being a tool of the Antichrist.
Well, Obama. I do not think he'd. I think Alex means well. I would just happen to disagree with him on this. Certainly, this is almost designed to actually create a confrontation, because basically, of course, you can't have an armed gun in Washington, D.C. That's against their state laws. And, of course, you certainly it would be a terrible mistake to go and participate in that. And certainly, I think Alex means very well, but I do not believe that at this point we want an armed confrontation with either the military or the police. So I would disagree. I would not say that Alex is a tool of the Antichrist at all. I just happen to disagree with. Now, I do not know what his position on this is, but I think this gentleman who is suggesting this, Adam, is sorely mistaken. This is not what we need now. What we need is education, not confrontation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. And Tri-Cities, that's up in Washington, for those of you out across America who don't know about Washington, but in the state of Washington, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. I thought I had the answer for Mike, who just called, and I think I misunderstood his question. If he was talking about psychotropic drug problems, it was a Dr. Mark Geyer, and he uses a medication called Lupron, and the website is autismtreatmentcenters.com.
Autismtreatmentcenters.com, okay.
Yeah, you had him on a little while back.
Okay, oh, I appreciate your calling and letting us know. Basically, of course, the thing is it depends on what is involved. Now, is this my understanding from the caller, that was Michael calling from Michigan, was that this was somebody with a severe psychiatric problem, or at least it wasn't severe until they got on the medication, but it sounded to me more like schizophrenia than autism, but certainly they're both, but they're both certainly involving the brain. Autism, however, certainly is a much more certainly organic than the schizophrenia, and I was really fascinated. In fact, I even went back and listened several times to what certainly Dr. Blaylock had said. In fact, this is on the DVD we have. We offer a DVD of Dr. Blaylock. When he gave his talk here at my conference a couple of years ago, I've forgotten the exact title, but you can order that simply by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And he talked about this study where they'd actually taken these schizophrenic patients and they'd altered their diet, and they actually, almost all of them, improved. And they put them back on the diet and they all went back the way they were before. So there is a strong nutritional and chemical component to schizophrenia, and I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah, my son has the Asperger's, and Dr. Geyer was saying that he treats that with the Lupron too.
Have you talked to Dr. Geyer recently? I've tried to get hold of him, and I haven't been able to reach him. Have you talked to him recently?
No, I only heard him on your show.
Oh, well, Dr. Geyer is a wonderful person, but they really went after him to destroy him. I really should try to get hold of him again. He was a good friend and certainly a fine Christian gentleman who's dedicated his life to helping people. And, of course, he's been viciously attacked because of it. And why? Because he was effective. And when you're effective, they're going to come after you. Anything else, Leslie?
I even told the treatment center here that's trying to push psychotropics on my son that I would only allow Lupron, and they still are trying to push the psychotropics. And so I did exactly what you said. I changed his diet completely to organic and healthy foods, and it's like night and day.
It really is. Well, I'm so glad you told us that, Leslie, because, of course, the people out there in the listening audience, when they hear me say something like that, it's one thing. But when they hear it coming from you, it makes an entirely different situation. And I would suggest anybody, they simply call our 800 number and get the DVD we have of Dr. Blaylock. And I've forgotten the exact the title of the talk, but we only have one DVD by Dr. Blaylock, and he actually says exactly that. Take the child and put them onto an individual, put them onto certainly an organic diet, and it will change their mental function. Hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and give back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sell. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch, in particular, needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain,
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center.
Well,
over the past years,
Stan,
we've been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today's sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.com.
Mistaken on it. But certainly I do not advocate confrontation. What we need right now is education. Then somebody else had called in, wanted to know the name of the autism clinic and doctor that Leslie had talked about. Well, that was certainly Dr. Geyer, Mark Geyer. And of course, it was, you have to contact him. And I haven't been able to get hold of Dr. Geyer because the government had gone after him. He was using Luton and certainly was having excellent results on, certainly with, children with autism across the country. I don't know how many of you heard what Leslie had to say, though. She said that certainly she'd put her child onto a Vegan diet, and that her son, who has autism, had improved dramatically. And basically, I was thanked her profusely for calling in with that information, because it's one thing when I say it, but it's another thing when you hear from a parent who actually has a child with autism. And basically, I know certainly talking to other people with autistic children who've changed their children's diet dramatically and gotten certainly better metabolism for the brain, that the children do so much better. And of course, if you'd like to hear that talk by Dr. Blaylock, and it's the only DVD we have, and certainly you can just call in 800-544-8927. And Dr. Blaylock talks about certainly what they have found about diet and how it can influence your brain and your mind and autism and so many other things. You'll give us a call if you'd like to get that DVD, 1-800-544-8927. We do have actually some interviews with Dr. Geyer, and they would be in our 4-tape set on autism. They're all available by calling on 4-CD set, tape set, I'm not sure which. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is the time I need to mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We have to raise $50,000, $60,000 a month simply to maintain all of our radio stations and shortwave and internet and satellite and all the things that we have, answering services and the staff we have. My wife and I don't get a salary, but if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, and I know a lot of people are not, a lot of people are having real problems and all this you hear about the economy getting better and more people going back to work. Yeah, more people are getting part-time jobs, but an awful lot of people have simply given up looking for work. And if you look at the real Sydney U6, the U6 unemployment figures, published by the government, over 14% U6 unemployed, underemployed, or given up looking for jobs. Those are the real figures. And of course, if you look at them, the way they used to calculate it, it's well over 20%. Go to John Williams, shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, get the U6 figures as they used to calculate it. They're lying to us, ladies and gentlemen, and things are only going to get worse. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We do hope, of course, that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you get certainly our talks on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, Population Control, The Covert Agenda, The Forbidden Secret. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. And look under the CDs and the 4-CD sets, and we have literally hundreds of productions that will help you to understand what is really going on in the world today. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Go there so that you can listen to our programs, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, but then please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be brave. grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
From the mountain, well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of John DiGiacomo. We've had him on with us before on the books he's written. And John, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'd like to talk about is Pope Francis the false prophet, and then actually look at the requirements of the office of the false prophet and talk about that.
All right, fine. Well, then you go right ahead, because I believe we're living in prophetic times. I believe it's certainly the coming of the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land was one of the most momentous things of all time. Now, a lot of people hate the Jews, and they can think that all the Jews are responsible for all of our problems. And they point out that there's some wicked Jewish people, and there are some wicked Jewish people. But most Jews are simply people with a common heritage. About half of them are religious, half of them are not, but they've returned to Israel because they feel that this is where they're being drawn. And it's so interesting talking to people who are over there. They will tell you that a lot of the people going to Israel today have no idea why they're going. They just feel that they're being drawn there. Some of them are Christian Jews. Some of them are certainly Sephardic Jews. Some of them certainly are religious Jews. And some of them don't have any religion at all. But God is drawing them to the Holy Land. And basically, as you talk to the people who are working with the Jewish people, why, as I said, many of them don't even know why they're there. But they feel that they are destined to be there at this time in history. And I agree with that. But John, you go right ahead.
I totally agree, Dr. Stan. We're living in prophetic times, and what's going on in Israel and the people being drawn back is of major significance, and it proves that we're definitely heading to the end of the age. And I believe very soon we're going to see the arrival of the one world dictator, the Antichrist, and his religious cohort, the false prophet.
If I could just put a plug in at this point, we have a series of DVDs put forward by our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. And basically, they are now, we have the sixth in the series. It's called The Final Countdown. Each one of the packages has five talks in it. So basically, you're talking about 30 talks, the 30-half-hour, 45-minute talks on prophecy. But, of course, they're interspersed with all sorts of wonderful film footage. I don't know where Pastor Billy gets that. But basically, we're going to be watching part six today. And Barbara and I are going to start watching it this evening. But we recommend this to you so that you can understand the significance of the fact that we really are living in prophetic times. There are so many things that were prophesied several thousand years ago about the Jews returning to the Holy Land, and you see them all coming to pass today. Go right ahead, John.
Well, back to Pope Benedict, when he announced his resignation on February 11th in 2013, it obviously caused quite a stir. We know the story about lightning striking the Vatican. And the cardinals went into conclave, and a new pope was chosen. And I've heard a lot of different radio shows and talk shows talking about that Pope Francis is possibly the last pope and the false prophet. And I thought that was very interesting, and I put a lot of time into looking into the case. And I was looking at the and some interesting things happened, Dr. Stan. For instance, when Pope Francis arrived as Pope, it was 3:13:13 at 2013 hours.
Well, that's a very interesting thing, because it was the Vatican that struck the, the lightning struck the Vatican not once, but twice. Certainly, but Pope Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to resign. All the rest died in office. And then, of course, Pope Francis is the first Jesuit pope that we've ever had. We've never had a Jesuit pope before. I don't know the significance of all of these things, but I know they're unique, and I do believe God works in the affairs of men, and I do believe we're heading into a cataclysmic time. Pope Benedict had talked about the necessity of a new world order. Pope Francis has already come out talking about the new world religion. We'll be back in a moment. John, you go right ahead.
So Pope Francis, being a Jesuit pope, the Jesuit order was actually formed to specifically combat the Protestant Reformation. And the primary goal of the Jesuits is to assert papal supremacy over the entire earth. I mean, that's very interesting. And the Jesuits themselves were known as the soldiers of the pope. So everybody began to look into Malachi's prophecy of the pope, which is a very interesting prophecy. It's a series of cryptic phrases. And it states that the last pope would be the 112th pope. And we're now at 112th pope. Pope Francis is the 112th pope. So the question is Pope Francis the last pope, and is he the false prophet? Is that true? So I began to look a little bit at Malachi, and I realized that Malachi was probably into mysticism. And the prophecy of the popes is a Catholic prophecy, not on the level of Scripture. And I don't believe even close to the level of Scripture. So I'm not going to state emphatically that he's not the last pope or that he is not the false prophet, but it would not surprise me that Pope Francis will not be the last pope or the false prophet. And, I mean, he could pass on in a month or 2 months, 3 months, and then where is everybody at? Obviously, we'd have to get another pope. So I'm going to say, not being emphatic, that I don't believe that Pope Francis is the last pope, because I believe that the prophecy of the popes, at best, were about 80% accurate. And you have to even stretch that, Dr. Stan, even to get that high a number. And I believe that Bible prophecy, obviously, is 100% accurate. So what I want to do, though, and I'm not going to totally say that Pope Francis can't be that. We'll go on and you'll see what I'm getting at. But I want to look at what are the requirements of the false prophet. And the first requirement that we find is that he will pastor the world super church, the Interfaith Harlot Church. And I find that very interesting. And right now, Dr. Stan, there are major ministries throughout this country that are writing articles and speaking about getting the church world back under the Pope, even Protestants and everything. So I find that very interesting. But one thing is for sure, that the church world right now is being prepared for the false prophet. And one of the requirements of the false prophet will be that he has to be a master syncretist, and he will have supernatural ability. And we have to consider that his ability is coming straight from Satan himself. And he will have a supernatural ability to reconcile and fuse all the different systems of belief into a melting pot of unity. And I believe that's what we're seeing right now, that the churches are being prepared. They're falling into the ecumenical trap that we're all one. And what we have right now, Dr. Stan, and I know you'd agree with this, that we have...
Hold that thought for just a moment, John. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, John certainly challenges this idea that necessarily Pope Francis is the last pope. And those of you who've read Tom Horn's excellent book, and we carry it. It's called Petrus Romanus. Goes into the prophecies of a Father Malachi, who back in the 1100s prophesied certainly that there were going to be a certain number of popes in the future, and that of course the 112th pope after that point would be the false prophet, would be the last pope of the Catholic Church. And then certainly now basically this goes back to the 1100s. Then of course this information was suppressed until about the 1500s, was brought out, and certainly many first Catholic popes have talked about this and written about this. But now, of course, that we actually have come to the 112th pope, why, of course, this information is being fairly well suppressed. Well, basically, what is the significance? And we don't know. Suddenly, John suggests that maybe this is not the last pope, but he shares my concern that there is an effort to, at this point in time, to unite all religions under a common leadership. And basically, Pope Francis has already come forward and said we all worship the same God. The Muslims and the Hindus and the Baptists and the Buddhists, and we all worship the same God. And so basically we should begin to think about uniting religions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you think about that, but maybe Pope Francis does worship the same God as the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Hindu, but that's not the God that I worship. The God that I worship is an entirely a different God, and I'm sure you agree with that, John. I think that basically John is expressing his concern that there is an organized effort, and I think that he expects that there's going to be a much greater effort, and this will become increasingly apparent, to create a one world religion. Go right ahead, John.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. And, you know, to meet the challenge of the 21st century, we're literally seeing thousands of pastors and ministers basically just utilizing marketing techniques and soft humanitarian messages to bring the unchurched into church. That seems to be the goal.
That's the emergent church movement. I mean, this is a selling technique. It's a business technique. It has nothing to do with Christianity, and yet it is being advocated by some of the mega churches in America and certainly being taught in our seminaries across America and certainly getting away from the inerrancy of the scriptures and be more broad-minded. And certainly we can all get together. Well, I don't think we can. We either believe in the inerrancy of the scripture and the divinity of Jesus Christ and the miracles that performed, or you don't. Go right ahead, John.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. And we're seeing so little discernment in the church that it's actually shocking right now in the church world. I mean, professing Christians are swallowing this what I call a toxic mix of Babylonian hogwash. And sure, they're filling the seats in church land, but what we're seeing is a blending, a syncretism, or a blending of religious belief. And this is setting the stage and preparing the way so that the false prophet can rule the church world. Now, there's a lot of people who think that the rapture, a pre-tribulation, is going to happen, and that no one has to be concerned about any of this. But I think the people who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture should consider 2 Thessalonians 2, when it said that two things must occur before the gathering together onto Jesus. The first thing is the apostasy, or falling away. And what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is there's a lot of ministers actually teaching that in 2 Thessalonians 2, that the falling away actually means the rapture. But I began a study on the falling away, and in the Greek word is apostasy or apostasia, and it simply means a revolt or a rebellion against God. So what we're seeing in the church world right now is the groundwork for a rebellion or revolt against God, and we're seeing biblical doctrine and truth being actually tossed out the window to prepare the church world to receive the false prophet. So I believe that the first requirement of the false prophet will be to pass the world super church. Now, the second thing that the false prophet requirement is he's to call fire down from heaven in the sight of men. The third requirement is he's to perform great miracles, signs, and lying wonders. The fourth requirement, deceive the world's people by these miracles, causing them to receive the mark of the beast. The fifth requirement, cause the world's people to worship Antichrist and his image, which is actually will be his primary objective. And the sixth and final requirement is have the ability to give life onto the image of the beast so that the image will speak. So, Dr. Stan, if Pope Francis can do all these things, then he's our man. But I'd rather not look at the prophecy of the Pope, because I believe there's a bit of mysticism in there, and I've been looking at a lot of those various cryptic phrases, and some of them just don't seem to make it. I mean, it almost seems like a little bit of malarkey, a little bit of pun intended there, instead of a prophecy of Malachi. But I understand the excitement about it and all, because people are looking forward to the return of Jesus, and this is very interesting. But I think that we could expect another besides Pope Francis. Now, in my book, Agents of Control, Dr. Stan, in Chapter 6, I actually do state that I believe that a future pope would be the leading candidate for the false prophet. But I don't necessarily believe it's this pope right now, Pope Francis. But if he could do the six things I just stated, then, of course, I would state that he would be the false prophet, of course.
Well, I think that we're just going to have to wait and see, John. I don't think we know exactly at the present time. But certainly it's a very interesting to conjecture. And now, of course, as this begins to unfold, but the one thing I have noticed is that Pope Francis is getting an awful lot of very, very favorable press. This bothers me. I said that Pope Francis is going to be going to Jerusalem very, very soon. Pope Francis simply seems to be reaching out to all the other religions, wanting to get the leaders of all the other religions to be able to, willing more or less to follow his leadership. And I think this is a very, very dangerous thing. I think that, unfortunately, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church has been infiltrated just exactly as the hierarchy of the Protestant Church has been infiltrated by people who have a different vision of the future. And we have to understand we're dealing with a satanic conspiracy. There are many members of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, people, certainly the cardinals, who are Masons. The purpose of Masonry was to destroy the Catholic Church, and yet the P2 Lodge, which operates at the highest levels, and certainly in Rome, it has to do with one of the major banks there. The P2 Lodge is a Masonic lodge that works with the highest levels of the Vatican. Why would the highest levels of the Vatican be working with a Masonic lodge? And nobody wants to answer those questions at all, or even discuss them. Go right ahead, John.
Dr. Stan. Also, you know, thinking about it, can you imagine a lying wonder actually performed by a pope? What world impact that would cause? I mean, it would be so significant. I mean, that millions and millions and millions of people across the earth would follow that immediately if a pope started doing miracles. And I don't doubt that a future pope could be the false prophet. But I just don't think we should just say that this 112th one has to be it, because what happens if he does die next week or next year and he doesn't fulfill any of these requirements? What are people going to think about Bible prophecy?
Well, I think John, we just have to wait and see. I think that when we try to intervene, all we can do is express some thoughts on it. But in the final analysis, it's up to God, not up to us. Go right ahead.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. And I think that's so true. But one thing for sure, he's going to definitely be anointed by Satan, the false prophet. And he will have supernatural ability to reconcile and fuse all the different systems of belief into a melting pot of unity. And unfortunately, I've come across several articles recently, and I'm not going to name names, by some very, very well-known preachers in Christianity today. And they have had people meeting with the Pope and Pope Francis, and they're talking about getting the whole church world back under the authority of the Roman Catholic Church. And I find that interesting that so many well-known TV personalities are now behind this. And it only leads me to believe, Dr. Stan, that we're getting closer and closer and closer to the arrival of Antichrist and the false prophet. In fact, you know, I'm looking at the Middle East and all, and a lot of people ask me, when do I think the false prophet and Antichrist will arrive? And my belief is, Dr. Stan, that we'll see World War III first. And I think that we're seeing things over in the Middle East right now that are probably going to lead to World War III in a short time. I'm hoping it's not next week or something, but it does seem like in the next few years we're going to see the powder keg in the Middle East explode, and we're going to see a lot of problems over there, obviously. There is talk of different assassination plots on the Syrian man, Assad, over there,
right,
the dictator. And I thought that was very interesting because if you go back to, I think it was World War I, the Archduke of Austria, I believe,
mm-hmm,
he was assassinated, and that led to World War I. So I think we've got to keep a close eye on the Syrian situation and Assad and assassination plots, because all of this can definitely set forth the powder keg into exploding.
Well,
I think
the thing about Syria, which most people don't understand, is that Syria now is doing fairly well. They seem to be putting the revolutionaries down. And the reason they're doing this is because they're getting a great deal of support from Russia. And Russia has actually moved some warships in. Russia has a naval port in Syria. It's certainly their only access to the Mediterranean, and basically they have a naval base there. They're moving in certainly cruisers with anti-cruise missile weapons. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but apparently they're supplying the Syrians with aircraft and missiles. And basically those missiles mean that the United States is not, or the United Nations are not going to be able to declare a no-fly zone over Syria. Now, basically, if we were to declare a no-fly zone, it would be a great help to the rebels who we're financing. They don't want you to know that we're financing them any more than they want you to know that we financed the Germans and the Nazis all during World War II. But we're financing certainly the Syrian rebels, the Al-Qaeda rebels there. But the one thing we could do most to help them would be a no-fly zone so Assad couldn't use his planes. But of course, if they have anti-aircraft missiles, they can shoot down American planes or NATO planes or anybody else. And basically, this is certainly a potential explosive region. Can be interesting to see what happens. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with moon.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time of the year.
brand new My Eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment. And basically, of course, we are going to be moving into some very unusual times. Now, basically, how do we know what's going to happen? Well, of course, we have the prophecies from the Bible, and we can look at those. And then, of course, we have what the people who really control our country are saying. And how do we know what they're saying? Well, suddenly you can read Time magazine, and they'll tell you what they're saying. On May 12th, Richard Haass, who is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the Trilateral Commission, there's only 87 members, but he wrote an article there, and a one-page article for Time magazine. On May 19th, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who organized the Trilateral Commission, is a member of the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, wrote a one-page article, and this last week, which would have been, the 26th of May issue, why a fellow named Fareed Zakarian, who is he's a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, wrote another article, and there's a common theme behind all of them, and that is that America's having financial problems, and we are not going to be able to continue, at least temporarily, with our effort to pursue the world government, which doesn't make sense. I've never seen, and I've been following them for 50 years, never before have they been talking about the fact that we cannot, right at the present time, afford to pursue an aggressive international program. Now, we started out certainly by toppling the government in Egypt, toppling the government in Tunisia, toppling the government in Libya, and then we set out to topple the government in Syria 2 years ago. But basically, of course, although the terrorists were doing a fairly good job, and it looked like Assad was going to fall maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Now, of course, the Syrian forces are being armed by the Russians. Intermediate range missiles by the Russians, intermediate range missiles which could meet Tel Aviv and all the other major Israeli cities. And Assad has announced that if Israel attacks them one more time, they will retaliate on Tel Aviv. So, but basically, as you read these articles written by the members of the Trilateral Commission 3 weeks in a row, articles written by members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, all three of them that I've mentioned, and they all have basically the same theme. We're going to have to slow down what we're doing for the time being because financially we can't afford our current programs. In fact, as Richard Haass had said in his article in Time magazine on May 12th, basically it's not a matter of if but when the financial system comes down because our current level of spending is unsustainable. So the elite are very, very concerned about our economic situation, and they may be backing off a little bit with their aggressiveness. In the Middle East, I've thought that we were going to be moving towards a war. But after reading articles 3 successive weeks in Time magazine, and the only reason Time is published is basically to influence the public to form your ideas, all of them are saying basically the same thing. We're going to have to back away for a little while. But John, I want to hear more of your thoughts on how this fits into prophecy, the things that are unfolding today. And as you say, we just don't know whether the current Pope Francis is the last pope or not. He could be, he could not be. We're just going to have to wait and see. Go right ahead.
Exactly, Dr. Stan. And, you know, like I said, the church world is obviously being prepared for the false prophet's leadership. And obviously the world super church now is being led by some wolves in sheep clothing. And the ultimate wolf in sheep clothing will be the false prophet himself. But we're seeing right now the dismantling of biblical Christianity, and they're ushering in a new paradigm or an apostate brand of Christianity. And if you look closely, Dr. Stan, that's the exact same thing that happened right before Hitler took over. The German church is basically, their Christianity was dismantled, and they had an apostate brand of Christianity. They got rid of everything Jewish. They open themselves up for deception. And we're seeing that the church world today is opening themselves up for deception so that they're ripe and ready for when the false prophet arrives.
Well, I think the influence of the emergent church, which is the most powerful movement in the Protestant church today, that comes right from the pit of hell. It came from a man named Peter Drucker, who wasn't even a Christian. But he realized that they could use the Christian church to begin to consolidate their various ideas, their internationalist ideas. Peter Drucker was dedicated to a one-world government, and he wanted to use the church. And he's doing that today, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Peter Drucker is now passed on. But his disciples, Rick Warren, Bill Heibel, the others, are using the church, the emergent church movement, that has literally thousands of Protestant churches affiliated with it, to bring about a more efficient means of getting people into church, but not making them Christians. Dr. Stan, our guest this evening is John DiGiacomo, and right now we have Steve calling from Washington State. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. A comment. Just had a quote from President John Adams. He said, if ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell. It is the Society of Loyola, the Jesuit order.
Okay, fine. John Adams doesn't like the Jesuits, and basically, of course, as our guest pointed out earlier, the Jesuits are organized to put down the Protestant faith. So, Steve, point well made. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, the article goes on to say all Jesuits believe the Jesuit general is the Black Pope, holds the place of God. So who's running the show? And that's the article. Thank you, Doug.
All right, fine. Basically, of course, Malachi Martin had written extensively on that subject in his book, The Jesuits. And those of you who haven't, of course, heard my interviews with Malachi Martin would really want to get them. They're called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, a 4-CD set. We certainly advocate that. Malachi's long since dead, but he was a wonderful friend, a wonderful scholar, and certainly had been a close confidant at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII, and he became so disillusioned he actually temporarily left the church on his return because he felt he could do more good from within than from without. But if you'd like to get the 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, it gets into the background of the Jesuit faith, why it is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And John, Giacomo is our guest. John, would you like to tell people how they can get your website, how they can get your books?
Yeah, they can go to my website, johndegiacomo, DEJACOMO.com, johndegiacomo.com. I sell a book there called Agents of Control, which is about world events, supernatural happenings, and ancient prophecies about to happen. And, you know, that book is selling tremendous, Dr. Stan, over the last few months. And I've heard from many, many people the feedback saying it was one of the best prophecy books, if not the best, that they ever read. And, you know, I cover a wide variety of subjects, from the false prophet to the Antichrist to deception in the church and what have you. But I'm looking at the five fundamentals of the faith right now, Dr. Stan, as we talk. And I think that people out there should know what the five fundamentals of Christianity really are. It's very simple. One, the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two, the virgin birth. Three, the blood atonement. Four, the bodily resurrection, and five, the inerrancy of Scripture. And it's amazing that so many ministers and pastors out there today, like you mentioned the emergent church before, I have a quote from a guy named Tony Jones who's part of the emergent church, and he says this: we do not think this, the emergent church movement, is about changing your worship service. We do not think this is about how you structure your church staff. This is about our belief that theology changes, the message of the gospel changes. It's not just the method that changes. And what these people want to do is change the message of the gospel itself, Dr. Stan. And unfortunately, most of these people out there, these type of ministers, they scoff at Bible prophecy. And I believe that if we don't understand Bible prophecy, Dr. Stan, in these last days, we will fall to the deception of the last days.
Well, it was really interesting what the 5 points you just made, because last night we had Paul Smith. He was Chuck Smith's brother, and Paul was talking about a book he's written on the New Age and the New World Order, and basically he commented on certainly how the conservative members of the Christian religion had put together these 5 points that were the very fundamentals of Christianity, and the inerrancy of the Scripture, one of the important points, certainly the miracles of Christ, important, and certainly the 5 points you just mentioned. And the trouble is there's so many ministers today who do not believe in these things. They don't believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. They don't believe it in the, I said, the blood atonement for our sins. They don't believe in the very essence of what Christianity was up until about 30 years ago, when the emergent church began to submerge the traditional church. But go right ahead, John.
And what's so interesting, Dr. Stan, that Rick Warren, the purpose-driven leader, he has literally hundreds of thousands of pastors under his teaching and leadership. And he actually made a quote saying that he believes the five fundamentals of Christianity that I just mentioned are a very legalistic, narrow view of Christianity. Now, that I find amazing. Yet we have hundreds of thousands of pastors and literally millions of people sitting in churches led by these pastors that scoff at Bible prophecy and they're sitting under teachers that don't actually even believe in the five fundamentals of the faith. And, you know, I believe, Dr. Stan, that God is calling us in these last days to have an Issachar anointing. And somebody would say, what in the world is an Issachar anointing? Well, it's very simple. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 of the Bible in verse 32. And the Issachar men were one of the 12 tribes. And the Bible says this, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. So, Dr. Stan, I began to do a little study about these men of Issachar, and I found out that they were valiant men of might, and that they were anointed to understand the times they lived in and to know what Israel should do. And they had insight into God's timing of things past, present, and future. Well, Dr. Stan, if that's not what the church world needs today, I don't know what it needs. We need to understand God's timing of things past, present, and future, and we need to have insight into what's going on today that we know what to do. And the interesting thing, Dr. Stan, as we approach the end of the age, we know that the ancient prophecies will be fulfilled. The problem is that the majority of the church world don't know what the ancient prophecies are. And I believe we need this type of anointing in the New Covenant Church in order to understand the times and to know what to do. And I also found out what was interesting, Dr. Stan, that back to these mighty men of Issachar, they knew exactly what to do during Israel's first civil war when God transferred the kingdom of Israel from Saul over to David. And I found out that the other tribes were all confused. And Dr. Stan, if you look around the church world today and you listen to different pastors preach and their different teachings, you realize that the majority of the church world is actually in a state of confusion, just like the other tribes back in the Old Testament. And only the sons of Issachar, who understood the times they lived in and were anointed to see God's timing of things past, present, and future, knew what to do. No one else, Dr. Stan, knew what to do. And I believe that's a message to the church world today, that we need to study Bible prophecy. We need to get this type of anointing on our lives and in our lives because, as you know, Dr. Stan, the New World Order is approaching, Antichrist approaching, the false prophets approaching, and the mark of the beast is soon going to be a reality to the world's masses. And unfortunately, if you don't understand Bible prophecy, you're going to be open to the deception that Jesus warned. And if you read Matthew in chapter 24, it said there would arise false Christs, false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they could deceive the very elect. And then Jesus says, behold, I have told you before. Dr. Stan, we have advanced warning in these perilous times, and I hope that the church world wakes up. I hope there's a revival. I hope that God's Spirit touches these thousands of pastors who are misleading people, and there are good pastors. You and I both know that. There are good ministers out there. There are men like yourself who are out there, you know, talking about God and things of God all the time. But unfortunately, it seems that the majority of ministers out there today are being misled.
Well, the thing is that this is because they infiltrated the seminaries where these men were trained. And basically here in California, we had to have three major seminaries, and they've all been infiltrated to a greater or lesser degree by people who do not believe in the inerrancy of the scriptures. Then what are they doing as ministers? Why, they are there to destroy Christianity. That's what it's all about. And if you can basically just erode the belief in Christianity, raise questions in people's minds, and then pretty soon Christianity becomes something that is certainly like selling ideas. You have to understand that the major driving force behind Bill Hybel and say Rick Warren was a man named Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker, you go up on the internet, read about him. He wasn't a Christian at all, but he wanted to use Christianity to bring about a one world government. If you didn't hear the program we did last night with certainly Paul Smith, Chuck Smith's brother, certainly go to my website, radioliberty.com. It'll be posted there on the archives, and listen to that program two or three times. Paul has tremendous information that you need to understand what's going on. And then, of course, his book on the emergent church. And we actually, I think, have a four CD set on the emergent church, on this movement. And that basically, of course, you need to where it's all coming from. And that, of course, with Constance Cumby's work is so important. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. That is her book. We have a CD talking. And we have a four CD set of Constance Cumby, which you need to get, you need to read, to understand that the church, the Christian church, has been thoroughly infiltrated today. And I know ministers who contacted me who tended to try to speak out in their churches, and there were people planted there to get rid of them when they tried to get back to the inerrancy of the scriptures. But go right ahead, John.
Well, you're so right, Dr. Stan. And Constance Cumby book is terrific. Actually, I was on her show the other day, and I think I'm on this coming week, but she did say hello to you, and she's a lovely lady. But you're so right about Peter Drucker, and actually Rick Warren actually was mentored by Peter Drucker, which I find amazing because Peter Drucker wasn't even a Christian. And Rick Warren openly speaks about that, that Peter Drucker was one of his main mentors. And even if you look at Rick Warren's peace plan, Dr. Stan, you know, the global giants he's going to defeat and whatever, I believe that's table setting for Antichrist's coming plan, his coming peace plan. But even if you look at Warren and you see a lot of his associates and advisors, many of them are New Age leaders who actually promote a belief system to include everyone regardless of doctrine or belief. And I think that's the crucial doctrine of the New Age, that we're all one and everyone's one. And the only thing that exposes that, Dr. Stan, that I could see is God's word and Bible prophecy. Because if you look at Bible prophecy closely, it actually exposes all the different teachers who promote global religion, world government, and that we're all one.
Well, you know, we're told in 2 Thessalonians, before the man of sin comes, there's going to be a great falling away. Before the man of sin comes, there's going to be a great falling away. And I really think that's what we're witnessing today, as I see what's transpiring. And falling away, they mean people falling away from the Christian teachings. Go right ahead.
You're right, Dr. Stan. And, you know, 2 Thessalonians 2 is so true. Like, some of the pre-tribulation prophecy teachers read my book, and they actually liked my book, except for chapter 12. And they said that I shouldn't have put it in there, and I would have sold thousands of more copies. But, you know, my answer is that I believe that 2 Thessalonians needs to be talked about. And I think those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture should at least consider another possible scenario. But if you look at the falling away, the word apostasy is derived from the Greek word apostasia. And the word means rebellion, revolt, abandonment, a departure from truth. And if you look at the Apostle Paul's teachings in 1 Timothy 4 and 2 Timothy 3, you realize that he also talks about a great departure from faith, and it will happen within the professing church world. And Dr. Stan, you could look at a scenario, and I think you'd probably agree with me, that what happens if the pre-tribulation rapture doesn't happen? That could be part of the deception and the major falling away, because millions would revolt from God thinking that they've been misled. And I think we teachers out there really need to consider 2 Thessalonians 2, because the falling away is talking about a departure from truth. Now, there are some teachers who say the falling away means the rapture, but that's going the wrong way. A rapture is going up to God, not falling away, and you can't change the meaning in the Greek. And then, Dr. Stan, I was reading that, and if you read it that way, that they want to teach that it means the rapture, then you have to say that the gathering can't happen until the gathering happens, which is kind of bizarre, you know. So I think that, you know, people need to realize that this rebellion that will prepare the way for Antichrist, and it could possibly be that when the pre-trib rapture doesn't happen, that will add to the rebellion and the apostasy. What do you think about that?
I think that is entirely true. In fact, we carry a book by John Shorey, which I think is quite well done. We've had John on a number of times. We recommend his book because he believes in a mid-trib rapture. I don't know if it's going to be pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. And basically, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I do believe that the pre-trib rapture has neutralized an awful lot of people who say, I'm not going to have to worry. I'm not going to be here when these things get bad. Too bad about the rest of you. But what happens if it doesn't happen? I will tell you that the pre-trib rapture concept was preached very, very widely in Germany before Adolf Hitler came to power. And when Adolf Hitler came to power, of course, many people looked upon him as the Antichrist, as a personification. I think he was a prototype, but he certainly wasn't the Antichrist. And basically, of course, when suddenly they went, of course, from bad to worse, and the whole system collapsed into a brutal tyranny in Germany, so many people lost their faith because they really had believed in the pre-trib rapture. And these terrible things could never happen to them. And when they did, and terrible things did happen to the German population, why, they pretty well destroyed Christianity. And there's only a residual of Christianity in Germany, in fact, in all of Europe today, because, of course, of the events that took place. And I share your concern that certainly that pre-trib rapture neutralizes people, one. And secondly, that if it doesn't occur, what are these people going to do if we go from bad to worse? We have chaos in this country. We see mass extermination and mass death. I think an awful lot of people will turn away from the Lord. And basically, of course, this is not the time to turn away from the Lord. This is the time to turn to the Lord, because this will be the only hope we have. The only thing that will see us through what lies ahead will not be our food and our water and our supplies. It will be our relationship to the Lord. Because the Lord still is in charge, as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead, John.
Oh, you're so right, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, it's so true. You know, the Second Thessalonians also says that the man of sin will be revealed in that chapter. And my question is, well, if he's going to be revealed, well, who's he going to be revealed to? It can only be those who study Bible prophecy, because the rest of the world will be deceived by him, because they're going to think he's a man of peace, and there's going to be no revelation there. So, I think that it's even telling us that those who study Bible prophecy and the Antichrist, you know, they'll realize that the Antichrist has been revealed.
I certainly agree. And I think 2 Thessalonians 2 is pivotal to understanding what this whole discussion is about. 2 Thessalonians 2, and certainly that tells us that the man of sin is going to be certainly revealed. There's going to be a great falling away. And after that, of course, Christ is going to come. Well, basically, of course, we haven't seen the man of sin. We haven't seen this great falling away yet. But I think it's coming. It's a matter not of if, but when. Our guest has been John DiGiacomo. Hope you've enjoyed the program here. John, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, Dr. Stan, I just want to, you know, encourage you to keep going, because you've been an inspiration to many, many people. And, you know, I just think that... Well,
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, John.
Well, I just think we need to keep our eyes open to Bible prophecy and to understand that the times we live in. One other real quick thing, Dr. Stan, a little off the subject. I noticed that Nigeria is going cashless in Africa, and they're doing something with MasterCard. And I thought to myself how interesting that could be, because you need to get Africa going cashless, and we're finally seeing it start to happen now. And that made me think how closer and closer we're coming to the end of the age, because Revelation 13 clearly tells us that the mark of the beast is about economics, and that you can't buy or sell, and the world is going cashless. So I thought that was quite interesting. I saw in the news the other day.
It certainly is. And basically, of course, what they're doing, of course, every American has a number issued when they're born. And it used to be that way, but that's the way it is today. Every child in America receives a Social Security number when they're born. Right today, they're numbering everybody in the world. Right now, they're in the process of getting a number for all of the 1.2 billion people living in India. And they're all going to be brought under the same concept. Everybody will have a number. And I think that the time will come when you neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. Go right ahead.
But Dr. Stanley, one other thing, because we were talking about the false prophet. What I find interesting, that the destination of the false prophet is going to be the lake of fire. Revelation 19:20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These were both cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So he's going to have his time in the sun along with the Antichrist, and it's only going to be for a short 3.5-year period. But his destination is not very nice, and I just want to encourage everybody that Bible prophecy is advance warning in perilous times, and that God loves you, and that we are adopted sons if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God has great and mighty things for each one of us.
And it will not be by our efforts, but because of our faith in Jesus Christ that we can seek and hope for salvation. Good night, John. God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, we ask if you agree with us, why that you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, for my wife, for myself, for our staff, and for our supporters, that certainly that we may be able to continue as long as God wants us here, trying to bring out the information about the true nature of the spiritual battle that is taking place in America and throughout the world. Well, certainly this is the end. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get some of the books we carry. We carry a book by John Shorey, S-H-O-R-E-Y, and basically it is on the mid-tribulation rapture. He doesn't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Is he right? I don't know, but it's a very interesting book, and we've recommended it to you. I've read it through, and I've talked to John on several occasions. He does an excellent job of presenting his position, and we've recommended it to you, and we recommend that you order some of his CDs or tapes of his talks. I think you'll find them fascinating. Then we have another book, certainly on the Psalm 83 war. It's written by Bill Salas. And basically, of course, what Bill points out, and I think he's very, very correct, is that certainly there's a separate war that's described in Psalm 83, which would appear to predate the Ezekiel 38-39 war. And basically, it involves Israel and its immediate neighbors, and that would, of course, be Egypt, Turkey, Iraq, certainly Jordan and Syria. And basically, of course, it's going to be very interesting whether or not this is what is described. But certainly this is far different because, of course, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war involves Gog and Magog, Russia, and certainly other areas in the Middle East. But, of course, that's not the Psalm 83 war. Is this a valid point? I think it is. I think Bill Salas's commentary is well worthwhile, and certainly his book we carry. So we have the book on the Psalm 83 war, which I think you need to know and understand, because it'll help you to understand as the events unfold in the coming months and years. And then, of course, John Shorey's book on the mid-tribulation rapture. And basically, just call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can order those. Of course, we hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you get our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, because it talks about the plan to eliminate most of the population of the earth. And that sounds sort of crazy, and why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Well, of course, if you read the prophecies, read Ezekiel 6:8, well, you find out that a quarter of the population is going to be eliminated. And then, of course, after that, why, of course, things really get bad. And basically, of course, I think we are going to see in real life what is prophesied. And when you understand there really is an agenda to kill off most of the population of the world, it goes right along with the prophecies that you can read about in Revelation, specifically Revelation, Revelation 6 about the white horse and certainly the red horse and the black horse and the pale horse, the riders of the pale horse. And of course, the riders or the pale horse, which is death, and power is given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world, certainly with war and with certainly pestilence and with death. Well worthwhile reading, and then of course read these books, which will give you the insight and the background of what I think are the events that are coming down the line. All we can do is be prepared. All we can do is talk to others, understanding we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And our job is to reach as many people and to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord as we possibly can. Can we change America? I don't know, but I think we are called upon to try.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Show 21 May. It is Tuesday, 2013. You're in the right place. Finally, someone has said the magic words, shut down the IRS. Finally, it's about time. How long were we going to go on? Oh, it's not somebody that you would find on television. Oh, no. But finally, someone has had the guts to say, shut down the IRS. It's all about keeping the people confused, disturbed, scared. And when you think about it, all the numbers of rules, regulations, codes, and laws that are there are put there to confuse you and to make so that no one can get the answer correctly. Anyway, that's a talk that we're going to have along with, if you were to pick the seven most powerful superfoods on the planet, what would you pick? We're going to talk about that. We've got to keep ourselves going in the right direction, if you will, to stay healthy. The news, if you are watching television, is depressing.